The Keystone XL Pipeline's Canadian developers, TC Energy, said they were going to dismantle equipment and ensure a safe exit from areas where the pipeline had been planned. Construction of the 1,900-kilometer pipeline began in 2017 under former U.S. President Donald Trump. However, on his first day in office, Joe Biden canceled a permit to allow the project to cross into the U.S. over concerns about climate change and other environmental issues, rejecting pleas by the Canadian government to allow the project to continue. The $9 billion pipeline was intended to carry 830,000 barrels per day of Canadian crude oil into the U.S. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.